I think I need new shoes.
I always need new shoes.
I had a rough couple of days. Shoes make me feel happy.
When in doubt, shoot it out.
Laguna Beach, Season 2, 217. Look her in the eyes. Hello and welcome. This is the Coming Clean Podcast, the retrospective podcast about MTV's Laguna Beach and the Hills. We give you the fans' perspective. I'm Marty.
And I'm Sam.
Alright, we got a big week coming up. We got big weeks coming up. So how are you doing right now, man?
I'm prepping like a doomsday prepper right now. I've loaded up on a bunch of sushi,
ooh,
a bunch of margarita mix,
ooh,
and a bunch of blankets, because I'm going to huddle in and just go right for it.
All right. Well, before we get into today's episode, let's hit up with the good people with some Lagoon news. First of all, another reminder, Siesta Key on MTV coming in July. We're going to have a live podcast with us.
Yeah, I've seen tentative dates of July 19th, but there has not been an official announcement yet.
All right, so stay tuned for that, and we're going to be live tweeting, we're going to be doing stuff live, and we're going to have a podcast coming out pretty much a couple of hours after the episode, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, we don't make any promises.
Yeah,
yet we promise everything for you guys, so we will try our best.
We put it out there into the universe, see what sticks, and if we even remember.
Yeah, we're borderline demigods of podcast world, so we can only do so much.
Yeah, so again, any suggestions, if you guys want to join us, at Coming Clean Pod is where you can find us, coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. Give us suggestions, give us anything, any notes, any feedback, anything that you want to hear from us in the coming seasons, including the Hills podcast. Once we're done with Laguna, we're going to jump over and head out to LA for the Hills, so maybe some format changes? Maybe? Maybe not?
No. We'll see. Yeah, maybe. Who knows? You know, you guys are just going to have to stay tuned and find out.
Yeah, and again, open to any comments and suggestions for the Hills podcast. If there's anything that you want to talk about, maybe you want to be a part of the show, we want you to be a bigger part of the show, let us know. That conveniently rhymed.
And legitimately, anything is open up to suggestions right now. So
yes,
our phone lines are open.
Yes,
aka our Twitters.
Yes, at Coming Clean Pod once again. And one more announcement. Again, if we hypothetically have guests from the original shows over, let us know what your burning questions are so we can ask them. We just want to be prepared, so keep the questions coming. All right. Enough with the news. Enough with the housekeeping. Let's jump into it. Which episode are we talking about this week?
We are talking about episode that is titled Nothing More to Say.
All right. And I'm going to keep the rhyming going. For Nothing More to Say, what is your one takeaway?
I am taking away that planning things sometimes never go as you expect.
Ooh. Saucy.
Yeah. How about you?
I am taking away that Jason has some bigger problems to deal with than his LC problem.
Jason's got some splaining to do.
Sure does, and we'll get into that after this quick break. But first, here's a song from our featured artist, Alias, featuring Ariella Jacobs. Nobody Can Hear You is the title.
You showed me your mind. Just another open door. You showed me I could. Could took it all. It's been too long. I'd been frozen, always afraid. I'd rather be alone, alone. No more crying from the bedroom. No more empty bottles sipping down with blues. Cause nobody can hear.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for the episode discussion. There's a lot to discuss and break through, but at the same time, there wasn't. Marty, are you ready to get into this?
Sure. Let's start off with some party planning. We're finally getting... I believe in episode zero, we had discussed the party lifestyle of the Laguna Beach kids, and I don't think we got as much as we remembered.
There was
like a couple, but nothing really too major when it comes to partying, which was weird. We're probably thinking more of the hills.
See, we were discussing this earlier, but I think that when we thought back on the episode and like what we remember, we put it basically into one half an hour episode. Like one normal episode of all like the highlights.
Right.
And we're like, wow, that whole season was amazing, but it really could have probably fit into like one episode.
Right.
But
that's why we're here.
Yeah. So we're finally thinking back, and now we know for our future selves that the Laguna Beach, things happen, but they don't.
we'll get to that when we recap the whole, when we give our final thoughts in our Laguna finale coming up in a few weeks. But we got parties to plan. Well, LC has a party to plan. So what's going on here? Who's invited? Who's not going? Some drama brewing. Dieter with some jokes. Jen Bunny just hanging around.
Yeah, we got Heidi, Jen, Dieter's still back, Steven. And then we bring in a little new flavor with Talon and Cedric. And then we got Morgan S.
Alex. M.
What?
Alex
Taylor.
M. Yep.
Alex M. And then a little taste of Kristen and Lauren Alex H.
Yeah, so what did you think about that guest?
And Lowe. Wait, hold on. Lowe.
And Lowe, yeah.
Cannot
forget her. Where'd Trey go? And Bolster.
He might have probably already went back.
I guess, yeah, maybe they went to the East Coast, possibly.
Yeah, he might have had to go back earlier.
Yeah. So, what did you think of the invite list? Do you think that Kristen should have been invited? Without getting into what Kristen did at the party, because we'll get to that, but do you think she should have invited Kristen in the first place?
I think Kristen was invited in the first place.
Yeah, she was, but do you think she should have invited her?
I think it's a smart move on LC's part to possibly mend some fences, knowing that going into LA, like she even said, they're both going to LA, and LA is a small place.
Right.
So they're probably going to interact.
Yep.
Which maybe LC is trying to mend fences, and it seemed like Kristen also wanted to do that as well.
Yep.
But we later get on, we later see that kind of went out the window.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think on the whole, I think she should have invited Kristen. Like they've basically kind of ran in the same circles for 2 years.
Yep.
So it's not a bad thought on her part.
Yeah, I agree. And it didn't seem like they really had any beef going this season. Steven's sort of a long memory. After,
yeah, that was the only reason why they... maybe they weren't really fans of each other to begin with.
Right.
But Steven was really, like, the driving force between this split.
Yep, and with Steven sort of out of the picture, and I guess with everyone sort of just accepting that they were going to be friends, it was a good time. Especially when probably they knew that they had a contract with MTV still going with the spinoff show.
Yeah, they locked in a new season. Just, you know, make that money.
Yep. And, all right, moving on here. I want to talk about someone who, or two people who definitely weren't invited to the party. Let's talk about Jessica and Jason, for a little bit with still the story. This is like the Kennedy assassination, say? It's like there's still no clear, was there a second shooter? When Jason pulled Jessica, was it back into the left? Or did Jessica push in forwards and to the right?
Oh, it's a hot burning question. We might have to put a poll on our Twitter.
Yeah, the bots will have a field day not voting.
It'll be like two votes. It'll just be me and you. Yeah. It's a split decision.
It's like a tangent here, but I think someone had asked... someone asked the pronunciation of something.
Mm-hmm.
And then there... Oh, no. How many syllables were in some word? And I'm forgetting which word. But there were like 11,000 votes. But it was split 50-50 exactly. And the poll was up for like a week and a half. And he was like, well, this wasn't helpful.
Or it's like that whole episode about how many days are in a week.
Oh, yeah. Or, yeah, if you can work out every other day for 4 days in 1 week. That's the real questions happening in this world.
Which, guess what? No one knows the answer.
Yeah. All right, so getting back to Jessica and Jason, what story are you buying here? Are you buying Jason or are you buying Jessica? Who kissed whom?
I am buying Jessica that Jason kissed Jessica.
Okay.
However, I think Jessica's also prone to lying, which right. we've seen throughout this whole season. So right. whenever she was talking with Alex and Kristen on the beach, I didn't fully believe her story where she was like, Jason kissed me, but it also takes two to tango.
Right, and she also has a track. So here's my thing, because I'm still confused too, but I'm sort of inclined to believe Jessica, if only for optics, because Jason was clearly hammered.
Yes.
So I question his memory, but Jessica does have a track record of lying, like when she lied to her best friends when Cammy walked in on them.
Yeah, and she lied to her old boyfriend, Dieter.
Right.
Like, trying to give her an out, and then...
Yeah, so she has this track record of lying, so that sort of puts her... So do you trust the liar or the drunk?
Once again, it's a tough question, and we may never know the answer. No, know what it is? It comes down to it. They both are in the wrong. There's no...
Well, yes.
He said, she said. It's you guys both clearly want to make right. out Jason. They both initiated it.
Yes.
So yes. It's like, Jessica, you're a homewrecker.
Right. And this is the second time she's done it, and she admitted it herself.
Yeah. And yet she hates homewreckers, which is what she said.
Right.
And she's done it herself.
And that was her problem with Alex M in the beginning. And Alex M did nothing wrong. She played it completely by the book.
Yeah. These kids, man, they do not think back on like their past.
And I mean, the funny thing about it is that it's all like you're aware that the cameras were on 24/7, so people see you.
Yeah, there's evidence of, you know, people eating a piece of bread.
Right. So I think it goes back to you're right that. Obviously, both of them were in the wrong. It's sort of like in sports in the NBA when both whoever instigated the fight and retaliated both get the equal punishment, even though the guy who retaliated did not instigate because it's just as bad to retaliate. So,
yeah,
sort of the same logic here. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just funny. But I think Jessica sort of redeemed herself in that last talk she had with Jason
there wasn't really much said.
Yeah, they sort of were just passing the blame onto each other.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day she sort of just pushed him to apologize to Elsie anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of summed up their whole relationship where they just like sat in each other's presence and didn't say anything. And then just like left.
Right. Hey, she cruised by. He asked her to cruise by, and she did.
Yeah. But she did sound pretty sincere when she was like, just give her a call.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so again, Jessica giving, even Jason giving us some sort of redeeming quality, which is weird, because we shouldn't have any sympathy for either of them, because they're both just awful.
No, yeah, there's not much. But as, like, we'll probably get to, this is probably a good transition to Elsie's party.
Mm-hmm.
During Taylor's heart-to-heart with Elsie, Taylor is like, and both of them are kind of explaining, they're like, Jason's like a good guy, and every girl kind of wants to be like the one to save him.
Right.
Or be the one that finally is good for him.
Right.
But he just makes little mistakes along the way.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, the mistakes aren't little from the context of a relationship. Like,
yeah, it's kind of, he's a bad little track record.
Yeah, and it's like a habit. But yeah, I mean, I get the whole you want to be the one to change him. But yeah, I don't, I guess I sort of, yeah, I don't know. I don't, again, I'm at a loss for words, because I don't know if I sort of buy that logic in terms of like going into an already broken relationship from the get-go because you think you can fix that person. It's like, not, it's not a good place to start.
Yeah, but it seems like when these people aren't in relationships with them, he is like a great guy. Like, he's fun to hang out with. Right. Everybody's like having a good time.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason
he's
why.
Just, yeah, he's just a, what is it? He's the opposite of a serial monogamist.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, he's a player.
There you go.
But yeah, so, I mean, more to come from Jason, I'm sure, when we get to the hills. But let's zoom back out and let's attend Elsie's party. I know you talk about food a lot on this podcast, so let's talk about the food that they had. They were talking about a fancy party, but I saw Chinese takeout containers.
Yeah, so food-wise, they had Chinese food. And then they had bruschetta.
Weird.
Chicken skewers.
Strange.
And then they look, maybe something with like a ranch dip. I don't know. They had, it was a very, like, they said it was catered, but
right.
Is catering the same as takeout?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like they just ordered, it was like a delivery potluck. Is what I'm picturing. It's like everyone just brings some sort of food and nobody, it's like everyone forgot to cook, so then so they just stop by the nearest like restaurant and like, yeah, takeout.
And then everybody had their own takeout container.
Right. Yeah, Cedric was going to town on those lo mein noodles. I was getting hungry watching it. I was like, oh, I could eat some lo mein right now.
Yeah, and he was very polite letting Elsie get the bruschetta first.
Low.
Oh, that was Low that came, yeah, out? I thought that was Elsie because she was like, oh, I'm hungry for food.
It was Elsie's back, but he said Low.
Oh, I know. I thought he said Low.
Oh, I don't know. Well, either way, he's a gentleman and a scholar.
Yeah. Why was he there? That was kind of like when I saw him, I was just like, maybe. Why is he here?
Maybe.
But he might be friends with Dieter, because he was hanging with Dieter at the fashion show, and then he's friends with Talon. So
yeah, I was gonna
Talon
say I
was
think
invited.
The, yeah, I was gonna say probably the Dieter and Talon connection there is something. But I mean, he seems like, and he's like friends with Alex M and that group too.
Yeah,
I think he's
sorry,
one of those.
I questioned it. It was just
or for the fashion. They just wanted another good-looking person to go to their incredibly good-looking party.
Truth. Truth.
But, yeah, I mean, he was there, and he was there for the food, and I would have gone there for the food, too. I was like, there's food? Okay.
Yeah, especially anything catered. Can't really go wrong.
Again, catering with... That was, yeah, still the weirdest catering I've seen.
I mean, that's probably a great business plan for whoever caters.
Actually, yeah, I mean,
probably not.
Catering, you have to, like, we're going off topic here, but I think this is a very important logistical question. I mean, catering for a party, that's something that you have to do in advance, right? And they sort of plan this day almost day of, like less than 24 hours to the party. Yeah. So I do think that I don't think that LC had enough time to get a proper caterer. So I do think that she sort of just went with the local restaurants and just ordered food from there. And then maybe a couple people brought some stuff.
Somebody else brought the bruschetta.
Yeah. It was very off theme. Or unless they were doing with like, going with like a global theme.
the children of the world.
Yeah, foods from around the world.
Living in Laguna.
Yeah. And was there booze? It didn't seem like there was. If there was, there wasn't a lot of it.
I feel like I saw Morgan drinking, Alex M. drinking a Barks root beer.
Okay.
At one point when she first arrived. But then there all the solo cups started coming out.
Right. But they didn't seem hammered.
No, they didn't.
It was fairly chill.
I don't know. But then when LC, when they went food shopping with LC and Heidi and them, they couldn't really, like, they were trying to reflect back on who left. So I don't know if it was a late night and they just forgot, you know, who left early.
Right.
Or maybe they were drunk and then they're like, wow, I forgot.
And I'm surprised no one jumped in the hot tub or the pool on this one. Well, I guess they were in fancy dress.
Yeah, but if you know you're going to LC's place, you're like, right. There's probably going to be some pool time.
Yeah, it would probably. These are my fanciest board shorts.
Or just wear like, I don't know, the pajama jeans didn't exist yet, but
hey, we're inventing it. We're in 2005.
Yeah, just rock some pajama jeans and then
get a free slap chop if you order now. Hashtag not a sponsor.
But I wish it was a sponsor.
Yeah. All right, we've talked about food a lot here. I want to talk about Steven, and we're seeing a renaissance of Steven here, and dare I say he got his mojo back, or even just some swagger back?
Yeah, he's out of the San Francisco doom and gloom and shipping up to LA soon.
Yeah, he's all flirty, he's like making jokes with LC.
Well, he's back in he's back on his home turf. Back in Laguna.
Yeah. And I think now, so remember when earlier in the season when I was talking about the context of him being a freshman and that's how he lost his mojo and Kristen's grade becoming senior, so there you have all the swag.
Yeah.
I think now that they've graduated, the context has shifted again to now Steven's class is back to being the upperclassmen because Kristen's class are back to being the freshmen.
Oh, power shifts.
Yeah, so I think that's how he got his swagger back, because now people are looking at him as, okay, this guy has a year of college under his belt. That's my theory.
I think that's a decent theory.
Yeah, but... Because
the difference between a freshman and sophomore to somebody in high school is, like, a big difference.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because that's a whole year of college under your belt. That's a lot to take in. That's, like, freshman year is super crucial, I think, in college.
Yeah, it's a flip of a switch. Like once you finish your finals and then you like head back.
Yeah.
It's like you kind of walk away with either fear that you're like, please God, I passed my finals.
Right.
Or like, all right, I got through that. On to the next one.
Yeah, but even like, especially if you lived away or on campus like we did or like Steven did. I think the first summer back, it's just like, it's already a completely different world.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you're like, I can do whatever I want, even though, like, you're still living at home. You have this weird sense of freedom is like, yeah, I've stayed out till, like, 2, 3 o'clock before.
Right.
And now it's like, before I had a curfew, now you come back and you don't really have a curfew, per se, so you can kind of do whatever you want.
Right, and... We didn't see much. Well, not all of them have been in college, but I just think he got his swagger back just through. I think people started treating him again like someone who was older and more experienced. But I welcome Steven's swagger, swaggy Steven. I welcome that, because he's much more entertaining than Sad Steven.
Yeah, Sad Steven was like, hey man, you gotta leave this party because you're killing the vibe.
Yes, but he did leave the party with Kristen, which was strange, because Kristen made a cameo at this party, and I think it was because Alex Ace really, really, really wanted to go.
Oh, yeah. I was watching it with my girlfriend, and, like, we were watching it, and then as Alex H. was talking, she was like, man, she really wants to go. She keeps bringing it up.
Yeah.
And Jessica,
I mean, I'd go.
Yeah. And Jessica's like, no, I'm not going, which is smart on her part. But then, Alex H. was like, oh, but, like, we should go.
Yeah, she just,
right?
Like we said, she's like, you ask her to do something, she's like, aight. She's in. Fashion show. She's there.
Comment. But then once they got there, they kind of got cold feet.
Well, I think she was just sticking with Kristen there.
Yeah, they didn't. Sure, I mean, they didn't really show all the goodbyes, so we don't really know how it kind of ended.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure if she went by herself, she would have just hung out with whomever, because she's pretty neutral when it comes to that. She was just sticking with her friend.
Yeah, and looking at the way she was walking when they came in, Kristen kind of went left to go to the fire pit, but it looked like Alex, Lauren H. kind of made it to the right, so maybe she went around the table and said hi to everybody.
Right.
That's what I'm picturing in my head.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure it gets really awkward when you walk into a sort of cocktail party setting and you're just wearing jeans and casual wear.
Yeah, but I feel like if they were invited or they knew about it, they would have known about the cocktail. Unless they heard it through Steven, and that's when, like, guys usually drop the ball on that kind of thing.
Right, it's just, hey, Elsie's having a party, come over.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which, yeah, then makes me wonder, because Elsie clearly knew that they were coming and that they were invited, but I'm guessing now, to your point, I guess she did not extend the invitation.
Directly.
I guess we can blame it on, either one of Steven, Talon, or Dieter, who was like, hey, party at Elsie's.
Yeah, period. It's Cater.
There's food.
I don't want to go over my text limit.
Yeah, man, that was still contracts, man. I only have 800 texts and 800 minutes.
Yeah, nobody calls, man.
Yeah, 800 minutes is a lot. That's a long time.
Yeah. I've, like, looked at my time, who I've, like, called before, and it's like my mom takes up probably 99.9% of my phone calls.
I was going to say, a lot of it is mom, and everything else is, like, a delivery guy saying that he's there, and
it's like overall like 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's usually you or someone else saying I'm here or I'm on my way.
Yeah, it's absurd.
And maybe like 2% of like an Uber driver saying where are you, and you say I'm on the corner, can you not see me? It's like, oh, I can see you. That's where our spinoff podcast are. Damn.
Phone Bills for Dummies.
There you go. That's not a very good.
It's a very short podcast.
Yes. Yes, we're just playing voicemails, really, that we've gotten. Yeah. All right, but from one bad conversation that just happened to a good song, we're going to take a quick break. This isn't over yet. We have not talked about Jason. You are a tree falling down in the woods. There ain't a sound cause no one's around. Nobody can hear you. Nobody can hear you. Oh, nobody can hear you. Smoking your cigarette. Burning up till there's nothing left. I buried All right, hope you're enjoying that song. That's Nobody Can Hear You, But We Hear Them. Again, that's Alias featuring Ariella Jacobs. We're, like I said, we're not done talking about this episode. And now let's talk about the man of the hour, I would say, and Jason, because this episode really was building up to the apology that he was going to have for LC. And let's start off with Talon really pushing him to make the first move.
Yeah, I mean, Talon's a smart guy. He knows how to get the ladies, and he gave the best advice of just call her and be like, hey, man, what's up?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird, right? Because if you were in his situation, and we'll get to that, it's just tough to know what your next move is, especially if you knew you were drinking and you did something dumb and you really pissed her off. Like, what's the next move there? But let's dive into his apology itself. What did you think about it? Was it a proper apology, or was it like one of those, I'm sorry for those I have offended?
I think it was a pretty proper apology for Jason. He did seem actually pretty sincere when he was talking, and he did actually admitted more emotions than I've ever seen him talk to a girl before.
Right.
Which I think was a big plus, and it could be signed for the future, because Elsie didn't get, I don't know, she was kind of pissed, but she didn't get like,
kinda.
She didn't like fully yell at him. She kind of just like politely explained how she felt.
Right.
And he kind of gave the whole rundown and be like, I still really like you, and it sucks that I did that. So he kind of seems like he knows he does all this stuff to himself, but he doesn't know how he can stop it at this point.
Yeah, my issue, the content of what he said was fine. I mean, it was about as good an apology as you're going to get on paper. My problem was he just was not looking her in the eye, so I can't help but the pessimist in me, and knowing Jason's track record, did, like, his boys, did Cedric and Talon, like, write out the apology for him on his text, or, like, help him, and he, like, memorized some lines. But he was just, or he was just, like, super nervous and couldn't look her in the eye. But, I mean, if you're gonna, like, lay something out, look her in the eye, man, have some respect.
Yeah, we're gonna have to review his eye movements and track to see if, he was lying or not.
Yeah, I saw down into the left for some of it and up into the right for others. But
oh, that's a mixed signal right there.
Yeah, the only direct I really paid attention to this because it was really bugging me. Like, you're trying to have a sincere moment and you're not looking the person in the eye. It's just
It is tough when you're apologizing or like,
right.
And if you're also prone to like laughter, even in awkward situations, which I think right. Jason is.
Yeah.
It's hard to look somebody straight in the eye and like do it, but I guess you kind of have to do it.
Yeah. The only time I think he looked her in the eye was when Elsie was like prompting him, like, what you did was dumb. He's like, yeah, it was dumb. Like, those ones, I was like, okay, at least he acknowledges that.
Yeah, it was dumb.
But you think he's, what is this? Is he forgiven? Are his hands washed of this?
No, he is not back with LC. I don't think I would take him back if I was LC, but I guess we'll find out. But it is a good start. They could be maybe on the page where it's like, maybe time will heal all.
Right.
Kind of thing. And like okay. Maybe if they kind of see each other out eventually or in LA, things become a little bit different.
Yeah, that makes sense because, yeah, I mean, unlike sort of the Alex and Jessica relationships, I feel like those ones have run their course. This one was just getting started.
Yeah.
So there's some unfinished business there that I'm sure we'll circle back to that.
Yeah, here, Jason, a little key advice. Just be around. If he's just around in the vicinity or around, chances are that eventually you will get to talk to her again. So just be around.
This legal disclaimer, Sam is not advocating for stalking.
No, yeah, not in a creepy way. My bad.
Just be there, whatever.
No, yeah, sorry, my bad. Not in a creepy way.
He just keeps making, like, Bigfoot sightings every now and then, wherever Elsie is.
You're just skating by on a skateboard.
Yeah.
But it's, like, in some trees. It's like, oh, who is that?
All right, let's put ourselves, if you were in Jason's shoes, how would you have approached the whole situation? So it's like a few days removed from what you had done at the fashion show / concert. How do you approach this? Do you do the apology? Do you just let it sort of die out and avoid her? What's your move here?
Usually, I would probably let it just die out and then avoid the hell out of her for, like, the rest of my life.
Right.
Like, if I saw her in a restaurant, I would probably leave. If I saw her on the same block, I'd probably walk away. But for his, since he's, like, so like, if you're so passionate about something, I think the best way would write a couple letters, mail, like, one letter a day.
Email.
Yeah, emails are too quick. I think handwritten letter is pretty nice. Yeah, just email blast her.
Yeah, forward, please open. Or it's your mother will. Yeah. Or your mom will. Yeah. So if you don't open you would go the letter route?
Yeah, or actually, eventually you got to get in person, like Jason did. Yeah. He definitely could have brought some flowers. Or a Build-A-Bear, maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Brought a gift would have been nice.
Right.
How about you?
Yeah, I mean, my first instinct is also to run away and hide
forever. Yeah, be like, yeah. I mean, you kind of need that fine. Like, this, him meeting there to apologize is the best case scenario, because it's like, that's closure. Like, you've committed all closure. Like, it's done.
Right. Yeah, so that would have been my first instinct, but knowing that if he did genuinely like her, and if I did genuinely like her, I would have pretty much done the same thing he did. I would have looked her, I would have had better eye contact, and then maybe I would ask her, like, what I could do to, like, prove that A, I'm sorry, and B, that I do still have feelings for her. Just so she can be like, no, there's no chance to go to hell, or she's like, I need time, or just so she has, like, a response, other than, as the title suggests, there's no more words to say, which would have just left it hanging.
It's just tough when you're 18, and he's already saying that, like, he's gonna marry this, in his words, this chick.
Right.
this lady. Like, dude, if you go to college, like, I don't know. Just in general for everybody, it's very tough. Like, I mean, people still do it, but nowadays everybody kind of doesn't marry a high school sweetheart because there's just so many people in this world that if one door closes, another one might be open.
I thought you were going to say when one door closes, a window will open, and that's the Tinder app.
Oh, is that really?
Oh, no. Right. Oh. That should be their slogan.
Hey, Tinder, dude, hit me up. That's our new app.
Ah, all right. Yeah. The window?
Or something. I don't know. I don't know the premise, but that's a great
tagline. It sounds stalkery again.
No.
Oh, shoot. Just peep it through the windows.
Just be there.
What? Yeah.
If the doors are closed, you can get through the window. That's so creepy.
That is very creepy. but yeah, I mean, hey, Jason, shouts to you for, you know, doing that. Took some guts to do it. Not sure if I would have done it, but hey, it's good TV. Yeah. And also, shouts to my high school friend Lindsay, 12 more years. And now let's... She'll know what that means.
That's so romantic.
Yeah, well, we have just a deal. that's for a podcast that's coming out 12 years later, titled 12 Years Later. But first, let's talk about we've talked about the episode, and now let's pick out our MVP.
MVP
of the week. Who are you crowning your MVP this week?
My MVP, I'm going to go with Elsie. I think she threw a great party, stuck to her guns on all fronts, even against Kristen. She tried to make an effort, and she stuck to her guns against Jason, didn't get back with him, put him in his place.
Nice. I like that. I like that train of thought. Now you're really convincing me with LC.
But, I'm a persuasive kind of guy.
I'm actually going to go with Jessica on this one.
Wow.
Because, yeah, I think ultimately her sort of closing the door, if we're sticking with that metaphor, on Jason sort of was really the thing that pushed him to do the apology. So, for all her flaws, at least for this week, she's my MVP.
So. Good on ya.
All right, presents will be coming from Sam.
They're already in the mail. Pre-planned.
All right.
However, our distribution center is in Australia, so it might take a little while.
All right. So don't expect it anytime soon, but we promise they're somewhere. All right. Well, we can promise you a little bit more entertainment here as we go back in time. It's going to be trivia time, but first, here's some more music.
Hey, Marty.
Yeah?
Do you know what time it is?
It is 9 o'clock?
No, it's trivia time.
No.
Welcome back to today.
The final round. Where? Well, I'm already guaranteed a win because I can't get negative points.
Yeah, but we might have a speed round, possibly, depending on how this whole situation goes down. Yes. We are working on November 7th, 2005. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Right now, Marty is up 16 to my 15. Marty, are you ready?
Yes, and I'm also realizing how low our scores are, considering we've had like 10 rounds of this. It's 5 each, sorry. The maximum is 25. I was thinking the maximum was 50, and we're only getting, like, 15.
Yeah, you right now are at 64%, so you're still failing.
Good to know.
All right, or is that a D? I don't know. What is that, 64, D, F?
I don't know. I grew up in a very strict school, so 82 was the passing score for us.
Oh, God. Okay. Well... For the rest of us.
This would have been an F, too. Like, that we had varying degrees of Fs.
Oh, my God.
There's, like, F1, which is, I think, 70 to 7, or 65 to 70, and then F2, which is, like, anything below 60. I think that's when you have to, like, actually repeat the grade or the class.
That seems a bit aggressive.
All right. Let's ask some real questions that we can apply to life that you won't learn in school.
Exactly. This is the only thing that matters. Question number one. This New Zealand singer-songwriter turned 9 on this day in 2005. She is certainly not your typical Royals, but I give her the green light to be in my squad.
Ooh. I'm going to go with Lorde, a.k.a. Lorde.
Lorde is correct.
Aight.
On to question number 2. Are you ready for some geography-ish?
I guess-ish.
Okay. Thousands of Moroccans marched through central blank to demand the release of two Moroccan embassy employees in Iraq who Al-Qaeda has threatened to kill. A quote from a citizen said, "Out of all the gin joints in all the countries in all the world, the Moroccans walked into mine."
That was an actual quote?
Maybe.
Is it Marrakesh?
No, it's Casablanca.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. That's not an actual quote.
I know. I was like, that's very specific and very eloquent of a non-native English speaker, but okay.
All right. One for two. Question number three. Are you ready?
Yes.
Now you have to get the first name and last name. Okay. To get the full point.
Okay.
On this day, the Pittsburgh Penguins defeated the New York Rangers in a hockey match 3-2. The potential great one scored a goal in the victory. Stills, Nash, and Young would be proud.
Oh, is this Sidney Crosby?
It is Sidney Crosby.
Yeah. He got some nice lips.
That threw me off. But I have to agree, he does have some tender lips.
Yes.
All right, two out of three. On to number four. In other sports news, the New England Patriots lost to the longtime rival 40-21 on Monday Night Football at Gillette Stadium. This team was led by an overrated quarterback and an alleged murderer. However, the Pats ended up winning the Super Bowl anyways. What was this team?
Wow. Wow. So much hatred in that question. I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts.
The Indianapolis Colts is correct.
Cocky.
You're doing pretty well this round. You're 3-4.
All right.
All right. Last and final question. This American actor did not celebrate his 25th anniversary of his death. He was often called the King of Cool and developed an anti-hero personality at the height of his counterculture in the 60s. This was definitely not the director of 12 Years a Slave. Who is this actor?
I don't know who directed 12 Years a Slave. Was it... did you say 25th death anniversary?
He was dead 25 years. He died in 1980.
Oh, 1980. Crap. Boy. I don't know. James Dean.
Ooh, similar. Steve McQueen. Or Terrence McQueen.
Ugh. Yes. Good call. I am aware of that person.
Marty ends that round 3 out of 5.
All right, so I got a 4-point lead and possibly a lightning round next week.
We'll I just got to go perfect.
Yes. All right. That's it for this episode. We're going to ride off into the sunset, but some nice details coming up after this break. That song you've been hearing was Nobody Can Hear You. Ironically, you've been hearing Nobody Can Hear You. That's funny. By Melbourne-based act Alias, featuring Melbourne-based singer Ariella Jacobs. So shouts to Australia and all our Australian listeners. You can find Alias at Alias Sounds, A-L-I-U-S sounds on Facebook, Twitter, and SoundCloud, while you can find Ariella Jacobs at Ariella Jacobs Music also on Facebook, Twitter, and SoundCloud. As always, links will be in the description. Sam, hit us up with a recommendation for this week that we can take the day after a long weekend. We need some new things to do or try.
Yeah, so my recommendation is, since the Memorial Day just passed, but we're getting into the summer, I recommend picking up chorizo sausages instead of your typical hot dog. They're nice, spicy, and really good. I highly recommend them. You can chop them up and put them into tacos. Also phenomenal. Get those chorizo sausages.
I mean, that's my go-to whenever I order burritos or tacos.
Or the al pastor.
Yeah, I'm more of a chorizo man myself. But sticking with the food, I will recommend the YouTube channel Sorted Food. I was trying to say, I only hear it in a British accent, so I have to like...
Sorted
Food on YouTube. Go and find them. They're just four hilarious lads. Okay, we just lost all of our UK or our British listeners. My bad.
Down the drain.
Yeah, but please keep listening to us and support Sorted Food. It's great. They have some funny segments. They put out videos every day, some good recipes, some good content, so check them out. All right, Sam, they'll check out our recommendations. Where can people check us out?
You guys can check us out at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Support us at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. Email us some emails at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And as always, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget, sometimes you do, but always don't, like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about this podcast.
But as always, big thank you to Radical Something for our theme songs, California and California Part 2. Sam, while we're repping Radical Something, what do the good people and robots have to do?
Always rep the rad.
Robot peace. I'ma lay it down with my boombox, babe. Now turn up the bass, drink it, drink, drink. I'ma lay it down with my boombox, babe. California. Sipping vino with Dan Marino.